With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So hello everybody and welcome to this special EvoStick NPL show recorded on Saturday late afternoon, shortly after the full-time whistles have gone in all three Northern Premier League playoff finals. We've got reaction from all three games coming up on this special show this evening. We're going to be hearing from Ant Taylor, who commentated on the Pontefract Calls v Brighouse Town match. We've also got Bernard Chizzy coming on from Live Sports to talk about South Shields against Warrington. But first things first, let's start talking about a team who's definitely been promoted. There's still question marks over the team coming out of Division East, but no question about the team coming out of Division West. That team is going to be Radcliffe. They beat Leek Town this afternoon by 2-1. And commentating on the match from 26-0 was Luke Edwards. And he joins us now down the other end of the phone. Welcome back to the show. And
Hi, Ben.
Scenes right at the end there. Radcliffe have been promoted. And, James Hayes could hardly contain himself. Less on that, but more about John Macken's team's result this afternoon. A great performance.
Yeah, I mean, trying to put the table on the pitch at the end was a good performance as well. But yeah, it was a really good performance by Radcliffe. They fully deserved it. They came out of the box really quickly and Leek defended really well. They were holding on a bit. But then he took the lead against a run of play after the 32nd minute it was. And it was Robert Stevenson with the goal after a lovely ball over the top from Trickett Smith. Stevenson volleyed it in. And for Radcliffe, it was looking like it might have been one of them days because they were pressing, probing, and they just couldn't get the ball in. But literally 30 seconds into the second half, he came out the blocks. Ball was played across goal, and Olarabi, as he'd done all season, taps it in from a few yards out to score yet again. And then they're on in the ascendancy then, Radcliffe. Kyle Harrison was brought down for a penalty. Ben Wharton tucked it away, and Leek seemed to run out of ideas. They only really tested the goalkeeper, Martin, at the end of the game in the 5th minute of stoppage time when they threw bodies forward. But talking to John McKinney, he was quite relaxed, quite chilled, but also he kind of almost knew it was going to happen. He said they were ready for next season. They're ready to tackle the EvoStick Prem head on. And for Leek, we had a quick word basically with the assistant manager. He said the best team won on the day and they dust themselves down and go again.
I mean, just we'll come to Leek first before we get to Radcliffe. And Leek, for a few years, were obviously playoff contenders in the old Division South. But then they went off the boil a bit for a few years, didn't they? This has been a really good season for Leek and definitely something to build on for next year.
Yeah, I mean, you won't call them as a sleeping giant, but they are a club who've been higher up before and they've got certainly the facilities in terms of the stadium and the support there. I mean, they had just over 1,000 there on Wednesday. They brought about 200-300 up to Radcliffe today in a crowd of just over 1,000. So the potential is there for them to go up to next level, maybe even National League North as well. But yeah, really good season from after they've underperformed in the last couple of years. And they'll be looking to use the disappointment that they've got now to take it forward into next season, because I think the exertions from Wednesday night against Cole caught up with them a little bit.
So we wish everyone well at Leek Town over the summer, obviously, and we'll catch up with Leek next season. But for Radcliffe, it is promotion. And me and you swimming in Greater Manchester non-league circles, what Paul Hilton and John Macken have done to Radcliffe is remarkable, in my humble opinion. Ever since the fire in Teagot's press box, it's just been up and up and up. And you can't help but be impressed with the vibe at the place.
Definitely, yeah. We saw the warm-up from the gantry when we're being blown about at the start. But it was dead professional. Frank Sinclair, John Mackey, you could just tell that professionalism, the way they were warming them up. It was all organised, drills and things like that. And John Macken spoke afterwards about what he wanted in place for the club going forward, and he's got plans. And Paul Hilton said the same thing. He said, we've been planning for this, and they're almost like, whatever happened this year, we're ready to go. And it was almost like they had an inkling they were going to go up today, and they are, from speaking to them, they are ready for it. They're not just going to go up there and kind of swim around at the bottom of the table. They are going to give it a good go. And I think they might surprise a few people next year, depending on if they can keep the squad together.
Absolutely. And you're a Hyde fan. I'm an FC fan. Who's getting Radcliffe on Boxing Day? Do you want them this year or shall we have them?
Well, I've Stalybridge Bridge Boxing Day,
so you can have them. Oh, no, who's going to have Ashton this year? Come on, we've got to be fair.
Maybe.
Oh, we'll work it out.
I don't know.
We'll have a big chat about it anyway over the summer. But Luke, a big thank you for joining us, and a big thank you as well to everyone at 26-0, not just for the coverage this afternoon, but also the coverage throughout the season of Hyde and everyone else who Hyde been playing against. It's much appreciated, and you have a lovely summer, my friend.
Cheers, thanks, Ben.
Luke Edwards there from 26-0, sitting in his car in a car park somewhere in North Manchester. A great result there for Radcliffe FC in that playoff final against Leeds Town. Radcliffe definitely being promoted to the NPL Premier Division for next season. And joining me now down the other end of the phone, we should be joined by manager at Radcliffe. Please welcome back to the show, John Macken. So, John, a big thank you for joining us, and a big, big congratulations, my friend. A superb result. And you're promoted to the Premier Division. How does that feel?
Listen, I'm over the moon. Obviously, it's been a hard old season, you know. But at the end of the day, I think it's deserved. I think we've put in some fantastic performances. You know, we've worked really, really hard on and off the pitch, and it's just one of them times where you treasure and you always remember.
And a brilliant scenes at the full time whistle, but a brilliant crowd there as well. And you know, it's been snowballing this since you've joined the club, and Paul's joined the club as well. It's onwards and upwards at the club now, it feels.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, it's been a big turnaround at the end of the day. You know, the club have had some, you know, it's had its hard times, and it's, you know, it's a proud town at the end of the day. It really is a proud town, and fortunately, you know, the support has come. It's come back, and you know, they've been there in hundreds, week in, week out for us all season. And you know, at the end of the day, it's our job to do that on the pitch and try and get them entice the crowd back and the fans back. And unfortunately, we did that today. You know, we had a big, big crowd, and the support has been immense all throughout the season. But the last part of it is, you know, it's really, really helped.
Now, you're in a unique situation on this show, because you're actually the only manager I'm speaking to from the three playoff finals who's actually definitely going up after today's game. So when does your mind start to turn now for the challenges that the Premier Division is going to bring?
But you know what? It's not actually, it sounds, I know it's a cliche, but it's not actually sunk in yet, as I say, because it's all been a bit of a, you know, emotional time. I just want to, you know, think about what we've done for the moment, and then we can look at where we're going to go. But we've been planning for a couple of weeks how we're going to go to next season, whichever division it was going to be in. We're still going to plan the same, and we're still going to target the same individuals, or you know, the process and the format, how we're going to play, and how we're the style of, I suppose, style of play, the way we're going to approach the division, whether it would have been this division or the division above. So I don't think that's going to change. Realistically, I think the only thing that's going to change is, you know, within the higher division. So our plans have always been going forward and pushing the club on and making the club better. And you know, that's what I said when I first came in. I wanted to make this club better. I wanted to make the town proud. I wanted to make the people come back. I wanted to make people happy again about being in Radcliffe and supporting Radcliffe. And just, you know, it's a centrepiece where people can come and they can watch football, good football, and they can enjoy it. And, you know, it's something to be proud of. And, you know, today is one of the moments. Listen, it's not always going to be rosy. It's not always going to be easy. But we will work hard, and we're working hard all the time to try and make it even better, week in, week out. And, you know, that's just our aim.
It's a brilliant achievement, John. It really is. And next season, you can welcome the likes of FC United, of Scarborough, of Gainsborough, really big clubs. And that must be something you relish, that kind of challenge.
Yeah, it is. But obviously, we want to try and make that big club mentality as well. You know, obviously, it's not at it, but we want to try and replicate it. We want to try and get the fans back and get the people involved around around the town and get them coming back here and make that big club mentality, make it a place where people don't enjoy coming to because of the atmosphere, as in the crowd, and they're always you know, upbeat, and they're always supporting the home team, and we want to make it a place where it's difficult to come and win. So, and you know, that's our aim, and you know, we're going to plan to do that next season. Hopefully we'll generate more people coming to watch us, but that's down, you know, that's obviously down to what we do on the pitch, and you know, we will work hard, but I think at the moment we're just going to enjoy this moment and then reflect on it, and then when the time's right we will move on, and we'll obviously plan for next season.
Well, John Macken, manager of Northern Premier League Premier Division side Radcliffe FC, a big thank you for joining us, John, throughout the season. Congratulations to you, Frank, Paul and everyone else at the club, and we'll speak to you next year, my friend.
Top man, thank you very much.
John Macken, the manager of Radcliffe, speaking to me on Saturday evening. And a big congratulations to everyone at Radcliffe and a big commiserations to everyone at Leek Town. But from Division West to Division East, and Pontefract Coles hosted Brighouse Town in the playoff final for Division East. And it finished Pontefract Coles 0, Brighouse Town 3, a cracking result for Vil Powell's side. We'll be hearing from Vil shortly. So joining me down the other end of the phone now, not too far from the final whistle at Pontefract Coles, we're joined by the wonderful, the broadcasting legend from North Yorkshire. It's Mr. Ant Taylor. Hello, Ant, how are you?
Thank you for that, Ben. There'll be a checking post for that. I've been to watch Pontefract Colliery and Brighouse Town today. I've got to be honest, while I've been doing broadcast, I kept on saying Cleethorpes, so I do apologise. It was Pontefract. I don't know where that come from, but it's been a really entertaining game, somewhat with a bit of edge into it, but it was Brighouse that come on top with three goals. One in the first half, they were 1-0 up, they were still all to play for. It was the top goal scorer, Aaron Martin, to get the goal on the 32nd minute. Straight after the break, they went down the other end, and it was Ewan Healy. He got around the defender along the line, tried to get a cross in. He come back out to him, and then he just fired it into the roof of the net. And that was the second goal. And the Gabriel Johnson cleared it up with the third. With a really good... three decent goals that I've seen today. Musselwhite, the goalkeeper, tried to save it. He come back out of his hands, and it was just easy to tap it in. But some really good play from Brighouse. And, you know, and they've just been celebrating on the pitch like they're getting promotion. But I don't know the ins and outs of it. Some people saying they're not. Some people saying they are because of Gateshead. That I don't know. But they've played like they wanted the promotion. And Ponte put a lot of heart into it. But they just didn't have nothing to finish off at the end.
I mean, as far as I'm aware, they need essentially two clubs to suffer from North Ferriby style difficulties for Brighouse to get promoted, which makes the performance even the more brilliant in all fairness, because you know, Brighouse probably on a hide to nothing, and Pontefract, they were, if they won, they would have been guaranteed pretty much to be getting promoted. So for them to go to Pontefract and put in a display like that, Vil Powell must be so proud.
Yeah, he's. I know Vil very briefly from my time at Sheffield FC, but I was talking to Scarborough Connections with Jordan Porter, and he was all up for this, and he's had a great bit of banter with the crowd, and he's come on great as Ports from back when he was with us at our last season in Bridlington, but he's pulled out some really good saves. He's had a bit with Ponty fans today. He's had a bit of fun, but he's looked really good, and he's probably been one of the best goalkeepers in that league as well. So, you know, it's just a bit weird at the end because they were all going, "We are going up" and stuff like that, and I'm like, even some of the Ponty fans were like, "What?" But from what I got from is if Brighouse won it, it helps Leek or Radcliffe.
Yes,
I think Radcliffe
have won, that with that they do go up. So Brighouse have done them a big favour.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've discussed it on the monthly show. But you know, when this all got decided in the close season last year, this was what was going to happen with the quota for promotees. It probably to those people who made that decision seemed like a reasonable thing. But when it comes down to it, in the cold light of day, in May, it kind of looks a bit silly now, doesn't it? In all fairness,
it does, because all them fans have made that trip. I know it's only 24 miles to to Ponty, the Brighouse fans, and the players have put their heart in it like they're going to get promoted. And if they find out they're not, it can be a bit of a downer for them. But all credit to them and Ponty as well. You know, it's first time I've ever seen Ponty. It's first time I've been to this ground as well. And they've put a whole, you know, it's not much to look at, but they're really good. And they've put a lot into this. And where they've come from, it wasn't too long ago they were in the NCL Division 1. And look where they are now, on the brinks of being promoted into the Evo Stick Premier Division. So just it probably might have been a little bit too much for the home side, but Brighouse look good and physical. I've seen them a few times with back with Scarborough and stuff like that, and we've had some right battles with them, and it's been a right battle today, and they've come out on top on this one. So all for them, you know, at Brighouse, they've done really well, and Ponty, but it's just see the outcome of this, what's going to go on, but...
Absolutely, it kind of puts a whole new light on the AGM Cup, really, and the importance of it. But we you did mention Pontefract there, and like you said, we had the chairman on last night, and you know the number of promotions they've had recently, they are a club on the up, regardless of this, and they are going to be a challenge next season to get for any side wanting to get out of Step 4 as well.
They have got just some really good players as well. Rothery and that, who was at Hyde and that. He was a torment to them when they were attacking. They got some good, solid defenders and that. And obviously, Eli Hay, who was number two in the goal scoring ranks, obviously broke his leg playing against Brighouse. But, they look really good and that. And obviously, finishing second place, that's no mean feat to do that, because you know, it took us 5 years to get out. So they had a go at their first shot, and they nearly did it. So all credit to them. They are a club on the up.
Absolutely.
Seen a couple of them from that Mask United the other night, first night in our cup final. Another team that's done really well as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big thank you for taking the time to come on the show. It's literally it's been 20 odd minutes since the final whistle. So a big thank you, and thank you for your commentary this afternoon as well.
And
thank you as well for coming on the MPL show when needed throughout the season to catch up about Scarborough. Best of luck to yourself and everyone at Scarborough over the close season, and have a lovely summer, my friend.
Yeah, no, and you know, have a nice summer yourself, and we'll do it all again in not too distant future.
Ant Taylor there speaking to me just shortly after the full-time whistle, and joining me now the other end of the phone now, it's the winning manager from Pontefract Coles against Brighouse Town. It's Brighouse Town's very own, it's Bill Powell.
Hi, Ben.
Hiya, Bill. Congratulations, mate. How are you? How's things?
I'm fantastic. Just in the dressing room, it's a bit lively, so...
Okay. Well, Bill, a big thank you for joining us live from the dressing room. Much appreciated. Tell everyone to watch the language.
Will do.
what's your feelings, mate, half an hour or so after the final whistle?
I cannot really explain, to be honest. Couldn't be prouder of the boys. They've done nothing but work their socks off for the club, for each other, for me. And irrespective of, you know, the connotations of what's what, you know, we've done it the right way from minute one. You know, they've bought into everything we've done. It's paid off. And ultimately, you know, they've got the just rewards in a medal today. So really, really pleased. Lost for words.
Absolutely. I mean, I was. We did speak yesterday, and I wasn't going to mention the permutations on yesterday's interview because I didn't think it was fair. But now we've got to this stage, it does seem a bit silly, doesn't it? That you know you've put in all the effort for the last 10 months or so. You've got to this stage, and yet you're basically not being allowed promotion on some technicalities kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I think the league, you know, let's be honest about it, the league have to sort it out. You know, you can't go into a season and expect clubs to, you know, this is not the Premier League, this is not the Championship, this is not Football League. You know, this is the, you know, the 7th tier or 8th tier English football, where people, you know, they're working the socks off every week, you know, two or three jobs to put food on the table. They play the football, and to do it for the reward of trying to achieve something. So to get to this position where they've done all that and they're not going to get the reward they deserve, you know, I think the league have to find a solution, to be quite frank.
This is subject to my maths and a couple of other people's maths, but by my reckoning, it's two AGM Cups Brighouse need now, higher up the pyramid. Stranger things have happened. I've known seasons where there's more than two clubs who suffer from struggles. So it'd be strange to say best of luck with that regard, but you know what I'm trying to say. So now that this is out the way, I mean, Where are you at now for what preparations can be done for the close season? Are you not even thinking that far ahead at the moment?
Not yet. I mean, today's a write off. I can tell you that now. I'm going to enjoy tonight with the team, with the club, and then we'll sit down probably early next week and we'll sort out obviously plans and discuss things with players and bits and bobs. But we've already had initial discussions. We'll sort all that out when this settles. And heads are cleared.
Absolutely, Bill. But we do have to say, I mean, it's been a tremendous season. You've just beaten the team who finished one place above you by 3-0 at their gaff. It's an incredible outcome, an incredible result. Definitely something to take into the summer, that's for sure.
And that's it. And, whatever, you know, like I said, what will be. And the bottom line is, you know, my boys now have got that sort of taste of winning. They've got the taste of silverware. And for them now, it's just to continue that at that time at the football club, and that's all we're trying to do.
Well, Phil, a big thank you for joining us. A big congratulations to you, all your coaching staff, all the players, all the volunteers, everyone at the club. It's been a great season, and I wish you all the best for the summer, and we'll catch up in August, my friend.
Brilliant, top man. Thank you.
Phil Powell there, manager of Division East playoff winners Brighouse Town. And well, for more news on the promotion, permutations out of step four, please visit the website evilsticklead.co.uk throughout the week. And we'll also try and clear some of those issues up on next week's show as well. But from promotion out of step four to promotion out of step three now. And a big game took place at South Shields at Mariners Park on Saturday afternoon, where it finished South Shields 1, Warrington Town 2, in front of a crowd of over 2,300 there in the northeast. A fantastic occasion, and we have to say a fantastic performance from Warrington. We'll be hearing from manager Paul Carden shortly, but soon after the final whistle, I caught up with Live Sports' very own, here's Bernard Chizzy.
Well, it was a really tight game, Ben. As expected, these two sides finished so well. It was second against third, respectively. First half, really, a game of very, very few chances. Then South Shields took the lead with a brilliant turn and shot from Josh Gillies, the former Darlington man, rifled the shot into the roof of the net, giving McMillan absolutely no chance. But Warrington, who were the only side to beat South Shields here at Mariners Park in the league this season, came back strongly after half-time. And two of their substitutes got the goals, which, as you say, have taken them to the super-duper playoff final next week. So Vassillo scoring from close range, lashing it from close range, following a great cross from Macrith down the right-hand side. And then Amis, who has scored in the previous two games against South Shields, came on as sub. Nick spin and turn on the edge of the six-yard box with about 7 minutes to go, and he sealed it. But during the second half, South Shields really couldn't come up with anything to unlock the Warrington Town defence, who I thought were magnificent.
We'll get to what Warrington needs to do next, because it's a strange day at the moment. I've just spoken to Brighouse, and Brighouse technically haven't been promoted, and neither Warrington. So we'll get to Warrington in a second. But where do South Shields go from here? Because they're going to really have the bit between the teeth for next season, given that, you know, this is really the first bump in the road for a while.
Because this year it's quite a strange feeling for the club, because they haven't actually been promoted, and that hasn't happened for the first time in 4 years. You know, it has been such a meteoric rise for this club in the northeast. Where do they go from here? Well, I think they've got plenty to work with. They've got a fantastic squad. Speaking to a couple of fans after the game, they even felt as though at some point South Shields possibly overexceeded expectations. So to finish second, only 3 points behind the champions, Barnsley Celtic, was a great achievement. And with all these playoffs, it is a lottery. But they came up against a fantastic side today. And you would really bet again. It would be very difficult to bet against Warrington Town going up. But I just think for the new campaign, South Shields have got nothing to worry about. Yes, they will come up against a lot of stiff competition, you know, from the likes of Buxton, who really pushed South Shields this season, Scarborough Athletic. You've got FC United of Manchester, Ashton United as well. So it's going to be very competitive. But one thing is certain, South Shields are going to be up there again.
Absolutely. And for Warrington, we'll be hearing from Paul Carden in a second, but it is a strange feeling, this, you know, that it's not done yet. Like you say, that they'll be hosting the team from the Central League, whoever that may be, whenever that gets decided in the week to come. But it's another mountain to climb, but Warrington, they have got the bit between the teeth, clearly.
Yeah, they do. And Paul Carden said himself earlier this week that he felt as though his team have shown passion throughout the entire league campaign. He said that they held no fear ahead of the tie. And why should they have? Because they came here and beat South Shields, who had this formidable home record. I think they dropped something like only 9 points in 20 games at home, which is astonishing. I mean, you'd really struggle to find any other team that's got a better record than that in non-league football. And they've done it twice. They've done it once in the league, and they've done it when it really matters today in the playoff final. I mean, I spoke to Toby McCormack, the town chairman, after the game live on air. And he said how important this victory was for the town as a whole, and how important promotion will be for town and football in Warrington as well. So it's just massive, a massive result for Warrington.
Absolutely. Well, Bernard Chizzy from Live Sports FM, a big thank you for coming on the show, taking your time out to just before you leave to explain what went on today. I really appreciate it. Are you? Is there going to be a commentary from the Super Duper playoff at Cantilever Park? Do you know at this stage?
Well, I mean, it's yet to be confirmed officially, but I'm sure we'll be down there. Yes, if they'll let us in.
Absolutely. Well, big thank you, a big thank you to yourself and Jonathan and everyone at Live Sports for all the coverage this season. And you have a lovely summer, Bernard. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and you too, Ben. All the best, and thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Bernard Chizzy from Live Sports speaking to me shortly after that final whistle at Mariners Park. South Shields 1, Warrington Town 2. A fantastic result for Warrington Town. Commiserations to South Shields, but a big congratulations to Warrington, who go through to that super-duper playoff next Saturday. And joining me now down the other end of the phone to talk about that fixture coming up, as well as that brilliant result at South Shields this afternoon, please welcome back to the show, manager of Warrington Town, it's Paul Carden. So, Paul, a big, 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 big congratulations. You speak to us on the team bus now. What's your emotions and feelings after winning that one this afternoon?
Obviously delighted, you know, to beat South Shields again today. You know, I've been a top side in our division. It's a fantastic achievement, you know, and sets us up for next Saturday now.
Absolutely, and it must be tricky for you at this moment, because obviously, ordinarily, you've won a playoff and that means great promotion, but you can't get too excited, can you? But you can't understate what an achievement it was this afternoon and what a season it's been at the club.
No, you can't, and you know it's right that you celebrate, you know, the win today, because ultimately it was a league playoff final, that sees us up for the Super playoff final. So, you know, you can't play it down in any other ordinary season. You'd be promoted now, but it's not the case. We've got to go the hard way. Tends to be the way with us. You know, today we were outstanding. We really took the game to them first 15 minutes. Then they scored a good goal, really good strike from Josh Gillies, who, you know, is a top player at this level. And we couldn't get hold of the ball for 15 minutes, and then we changed it. We got hold of it again. We got to half time, but I always felt we, because we hadn't we started well, but we hadn't played as well as we can. I always felt that there was more in us, and you know, and there was, and you know, we came off second half, and they didn't hurt us. They didn't hurt us in the second half. You know, we spent most of the game in their half the pitch. We were the ones probing. Obviously, once we equalised, we were the ones looking to get the win. And we did just that. I thought our first goal was an outstanding move. Great team move. Capped off with a great finish on the half volley by Dylan Barcelo. And then the winner's a real composed finish from a set piece from Josh Amos. You know, so two of them were subs today, and they've come on and made a massive impact for us.
Absolutely, and what an advert for the Northern Premier League as well. I mean, the next two best sides behind the champions, and a crowd of over 2,300 there at Mariners Park. I mean, to come away with any result is superb, but how do you now go at this super playoff final next weekend in the fact that you don't actually know yet who you're going to be playing? That must be tricky.
Well, I'll go and watch their final on Monday and have a look at, you know, obviously both teams, and there'll be me brother who's player coach, and obviously Mark Beasley who's assistant. And we'll go and we'll do a report on both teams, and you know, obviously we'll know on the day who we're playing. So you know, we'll make sure we're as prepared as we can be with that, and you know, we'll train as usual Tuesday, Thursday, and get ready for the game at our place. And you know, the fans today, you know, it was a big gate, and you know, for this level, it was a massive gate. But both sets of fans today were outstanding, and our fans, you know, were well outnumbered, as you'd imagine. But you know, we could hear them right the way through, and he really drove the lads on, as he did on Tuesday night. But you know, I have to say about the South Shields fans, that's the second time they've clapped us off the pitch, you know, and you know, they've seen some good football by their own team this season. But you know, it's nice to know that we've been appreciated by the whole fans today as well.
Absolutely. And finally then, Paul, not to state the bleeding obvious, but it is going to be a home game for yourselves next weekend, regardless of who you're playing. The message has to go out to the town of Warrington. Get yourselves down to Cantilever Park.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, South Shields is nowhere near as big as Warrington as a town. You know, and the gate was over 2,000 today. So, you know, if it means people crawling out the woodwork to jump on a final, then so be it. You know, I'm not bothered as long as these lads deserve the support. The support we've got to now has been amazing. The support on Tuesday night was amazing, but it'd be nice to see the ground packed out and us to do it in front of a full house.
Paul Carden there, manager of Warrington Town, and we'll have more on that super duper playoff on Friday's MPL show, where we'll have a bit of a preview for that game this coming Saturday. But a big commiserations to South Shields, to Pontefract Coles and to Leek Town, but a big, big congratulations to Radcliffe FC, to Brighouse Town and to Warrington Town for their success this afternoon in the NPL playoff finals. But that's it for this special EvoStick NPL show. Remember, for all the latest news, evostickleague.co.uk, and you can also follow this show on Twitter, that's at NPL show. And a big thank you to all my guests who've joined us for this special show on a thrilling Saturday afternoon in the Northern Premier League. I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this week to do whatever non-football related stuff, I'd imagine, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like. From Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.